having your word in your presence. And in your right hand, bless us forevermore.
Yes.
Therefore, Father, we know that there must be something pleasurable in your presence.
Yes. Hallelujah.
For you have drawn us here tonight.
Yes. Amen.
It has forced us to come and expect
you. Hallelujah. Yes.
We come, Father, realizing that we have need tonight.
Amen. Yes.
And in so we are acknowledging that you are the satisfier.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
You are the satisfying force.
Yes.
You are the missing ingredients for our life.
Yes.
Whatever we lack is with thee, O Lord.
Yes.
Therefore we look to no one.
Yes.
We look not to ourselves. We look not to our efforts.
Yes, Mary. Yes.
But we come, Father, believing and expecting
the
yes, Lord.
Yes.
The abundantly born.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Therefore, Father, in our need, we ask that you be mindful from the pulpit to the lake.
Yes.
That you'll be mindful, Lord, of everything that we have need of.
Yes.
The things that we don't even believe we have need of, I pray you open our hearts that we might know.
Yes.
Bless us now, Father, with thy word, with thy presence.
Yes.
And may our words not be the final instrument of speaking, but may be your spirit.
Yes.
Accomplish that which we cannot.
Yes.
Change that which we cannot change.
Yes.
Manifest that which we long.
Yes.
Commit it all in your great hands now, Father. In Jesus' name. God bless you tonight. Good to be in your presence once again.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, the 5th verse. And the book of Jude, and I know that our thoughts were to try in the last 10 of these meetings to look at some pastoral principles and so forth, and trusting God will allow us to keep our word, and but as of now we just want to trust Him that He knows what He is doing. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the 5th verse, examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. For I trust that ye shall know that ye are not reprobate.
Amen.
In the book of Jude, 1 and the 20th verse says, but ye be loved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of His word in the evening tonight. When we hear scriptures about examining ourselves, it seems that we sometimes are frightened. We are so used to not looking inside. We are so used to be using the eyes and the observation to observe that which is the outside. That we leave the most important part out, which is what is in our inside.
Amen.
The only way you know what is in your inside is when you hear yourself speak. You are your thoughts.
Amen.
God cannot be revealed outside of His word. Therefore, Christ is revealed in His own word.
Amen.
In His own words, in your own words, you are telling me your revelation. You're telling me your wisdom. You're telling me your knowledge. You're telling me your experience of mercy. What your experience of mercy and judgment. You're also telling me how you judge. What scale you use, what balance you use, what measurement you use. You're telling me of your wisdom. You're really talking, but you don't even know that the things that you are hearing goes deeper than what you're saying.
Amen.
And we are so used to looking, as I say, outside, because we normally realize that if the world was fixed the way we like it, we would be happy. If the world would behave the way we want it to behave, we would be happy.
You see, because in that way we realize the problems are there. And therefore we tend to focus on trying to change people's mind, opinion. We focus on trying to get them to like us, accept us. We focus on those things, not knowing that you can't make anybody accept you or like you. It is something within them that sets you or not.
Amen.
It is something that, it is an attitude.
Amen.
Yes. An atmosphere that you give off. And some people like living in an atmosphere of gambling, an atmosphere, the different atmospheres, but whatever atmosphere you are comfortable with, that's where you tend to rotate. I say that because we are all, you know, we are all partakers of the same shame.
Amen.
We're all, you know, in the same boat. We all have the same problem, which is not what we do, not how we behave, but the substance that causes us to do it. Therefore, by looking and hearing by individuals, we are really focusing on the behavior and not on what is causing that behavior.
Amen.
And the only way to solve the problem is for you to have a good understanding about that substance. And you can't understand that substance by another man's experience. You must understand it from your own experience.
Amen.
You must experience sin.
Yes.
Not sins, you must experience it.
Amen.
You say, you know, well, we are born in sin, but have you experienced it? Because sin is disguised in many good works.
Amen.
Real sin, as I said last night, is not the absence of good work. In fact, sin is holy living, righteous living, good morals, good intention, but that which lacks faith, therefore it is dead.
Yeah, amen.
Therefore, some of the best sinners are religious.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Some of the most rebellious spirits are religious spirits.
Amen.
The man said a religious sinner is worse than a regular sinner.
Amen.
Not that there's a difference in the sense of the substance, they are the same. But one of them is so convinced, the other one knows. But he doesn't know how to they don't know the remedy. To know is one thing, but how to be delivered is another.
Amen. Amen.
The most important, like I said, revelation outside of Christ is the revelation of ourselves. As long as we don't see ourselves properly, we cannot see all men. We cannot relate to them. And that is what God is focusing on. To really have the message effective, we must understand that that there is different works that must be accomplished in our life. Let me give you an example. You might say, Brother Tony, you're taking us back to Pentecost. You're taking us back to the cross. Yes, we are.
Amen.
Because that's part of the gospel.
Amen.
That's part of the gospel. Paul said, I glory in the cross.
Amen.
Yes.
There is great power in the cross.
Yes,
and in preaching of the cross.
Amen.
Many of us came into the message not even really understanding the power of the cross. Or the wisdom that is behind the cross.
Yes.
We know that he died for our sins, but the reality of that has never really affected our hearts.
Amen.
We just know it.
Amen.
In other words, knowing does not empower you to do.
Amen.
It does not empower you to do.
Amen.
Your heart first must be warmed. It must be changed. There must
Amen.
Be something
Amen.
That you feel.
Amen.
It's more than knowing, it's more than feeling. Yes, it might not. It might be more than feeling, that's true. But if you ever experience anything, something happens that begins to accumulate some memories of how you felt.
Amen.
What happened at that time? That you can go back and you can live those experiences. Your memory trapped those feelings. What you experienced at that moment, at that time. You might forget sometime how it felt when you realize that your sins were rolled away. From day to day, but you can always go back when God anoints your thoughts and remember how it felt.
Amen.
David remember the pillars of old, like Paul and Irenaeus and Martin and Kulum, all the strong pillars back there. He also represented a pillar, began to regain his strength.
Amen.
So therefore, knowing brings an experience by the Holy Spirit, and it somehow anchors into your memory. How does one get to know himself? Looking in a mirror doesn't help you. That's not the guy you really want to know.
Yes.
That guy might always look good. If I'm that guy, he might even look as the most honest, most humble man that you know, but that guy is the disguise.
Amen.
The real man is the man in here.
Amen.
I want to just focus on some elementary things that maybe might help us. When we look at this pyramid, Brother Man said that's a statue of a perfect man. And he said the first step is not a step, he said that's a foundation. Everything is built upon that thing.
Amen.
That seems simple enough, but how do you get there? What doctrine do you believe to get here?
Amen.
What particular truth, you say all of them, to get there? The Cornelius, know all. What is, there is a foundation, we know it is faith. Faith in what? In this message, when you say Christ, we have so much room to play with.
Amen.
That only God knows if you really know what you know, what you know. Mm-hmm. Because you say faith in Christ. You say Christ is the message of the hour, brother. Christ in Revelation 10:1. You believe in that. But that don't get you there.
Amen.
That don't get you there. You say Christ is the word. Believe in the word. So then you focus on the doctrines. And if I can just believe all of it, God knows I believe it. Therefore, he must give me the Holy Ghost, placing me in the body. That's not so awesome. The brother made a statement in the seal book. He said, what is the seven thunders? He said, the seven thunders is the revelation of Jesus Christ in its entirety.
Amen. Glory.
In its completion.
Hallelujah.
It is not just the seven thunders that comes with the headstone, but it is the revelation that brings the whole thing together.
Amen.
It is the revelation that he is a foundation stone.
Yes.
He is a cornerstone that you must believe on,
yes.
And if you don't believe on him, he will become a stumbling stone.
Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 You must believe in Christ, the cornerstone.
Amen.
You must believe in Christ, the body work.
Yes.
You must believe in Christ, the headstone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But believing in the cornerstone, it has nothing to do with so much doctrine. It has to do with you accepting a person.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've been identified with a person.
Amen.
Amen. You can hear a lot about that person. That's wonderful. And you can accept what the person said. That's wonderful. But that's not what it's all about.
That's right. Amen.
You're accepting the person of Jesus Christ.
Right.
All
things. Amen.
And you minister, you believe them and pray for them and ask them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior.
Amen.
We don't have that anymore.
Right.
You see, we have advanced.
Mm.
You know that, brother. You know that, brother.
Right.
We used to invite them to come and accept the person of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't do that anymore. We ask them to accept the headstone.
Correct.
Right.
That's true. Amen.
But it never said accepting the headstone gives you the boot. It never said believing in the headstone.
Right.
Because there were many people who never knew about the headstone and they were placed in the body.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There is the foundation which places you in here. But this foundation must be placed in a foundational work. Faith is the foundation.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
For the foundation work.
Amen.
That work is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul says, if you might read it, just, I want you history. Psalm 9 verse. We're talking about the ministry here. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
Amen.
According to the grace of God that is given to me as a wise master, beloved, I have laid the foundation.
Amen.
He didn't say he was the foundation. Mm-hmm. He laid the foundation, yes, of doctrinally identifying who Christ is.
Amen.
The work he has done. That's what Paul did. I have not builded thereon, but let every man take heed how he build thereon.
Amen.
Then he goes and say, for our foundation can no man lay that is a lay which is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That is the foundation. That is what first God has to get you to believe it.
Amen.
Now there's a problem. Why would you want to believe in him? Why would you want to believe in him? The word believe means to trust. Why would you want to trust in him? Why would God want you to trust in him? It means that before you met him, you trusted in something else.
Amen.
Amen. Hindus trusted in something, and you know, Buddha and Confucius, and there are many, many, many.
Right.
They might have trusted it. That's wonderful. We trusted in someone, and we trusted in some work they've done, or we trusted in some writings, or we trusted in some book. We trusted in many things. All of that's wonderful, because when you come to Christ, they all dissolve. Except there is one thing, there's one individual, there's one person that is there that you don't recognize is the major problem. Mm-hmm. Is you trusted in him.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. You trusted in you. You lived by how you feel, what you think, by your knowledge, by your wisdom, by your likes, by your dislikes. Right. Everything revolved around you.
Yes.
And that's the most dangerous man.
Amen.
Amen. That's the guy that remains a remnant. You can come to Christ and say you believe, and even be baptized, and God won't consider that as being believing.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. We looked at it yesterday, but let's look at it again. In the book of Romans, the book of Acts 8. The book of Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, 15 verse. Let's read from the 12 verse if you don't mind. And when they believed, Philip preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracle signs which were done. He believed that even Philip thought, hey, my, you got a good touch. Watch now. And then it went down to the 17th verse. They laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. This is a man who believed. He offered them one of the most valuable things to man, which is money. For a lot of money, what else do you work for? What is it? What else can be closest to your heart? What else can be closest to an Indian heart?
Amen. Amen.
He offered them what he had, that he had worked and accomplished, and it was his. He offered it. It is not the money I'm looking at. It is the thought he had behind it, that he thought by giving his best, God would give him his best.
Amen.
He trusted that it was something that he had that he could give, that God could give him that something.
Amen. Amen.
But I need it, Paul, sister.
Amen.
I'm already living right.
Amen.
Why would I need it? You see, you need it to empower you to live right.
Yeah.
You need it to circumcise your heart. I'm living like a circumcised heart.
Amen.
We don't understand this foundation, how to get in here. All of this work is nothing, because if you're not here, you can build all of this, and you have no foundation, it will crumble.
Amen.
And you would think there's something wrong with the message. There's nothing wrong with the message. I'm wrong with the material. That man is subtle.
Amen.
Now it said he believed that he was baptized. That's many of us.
Amen.
We believe that we are baptized. Like I read a quote for you from the seal book, page 283, paragraph 290, the revised version of the seal book. How now being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's all right. That's a formula.
Yes.
That's right. But that's not all of it yet. You can be baptized 50 times like that, and it don't do you a bit of good.
Amen.
Until the heart is changed.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Until the heart is changed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You see, we go baptizing with the right formula, thinking because we baptize in the right formula, God will change our heart.
No, sir.
He changes hearts first.
Amen.
His name brings you to
glory.
Mark 16:16 it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Yes.
Has nothing to do. Listen, it did not say he that believeth. He that is baptized wrong shall be damned. It did not say he that believeth, he that is not baptized shall be damned. It's he that believeth not.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how important belief is. Now I'm going to just look this one. Ain't that we talk about belief, we talk about trust. Just to make it simple, because sometimes
Amen.
Amen.
his ability to believe, looks for God to create a heart of faith.
Amen.
That he might believe. He trusts not in himself.
Amen.
Not at all.
Amen.
The very baby step to get on the foundation. Amen. Which is to believe is what he must come to ask. Can I believe? And it's believing a human quality. Doubt is a human quality. But believing is not a human quality.
That's right.
Because the first time believing ever was exercised was in creation. God spoke his own word and he believed it.
Amen.
So therefore Zoe can believe.
Amen.
And I know you and I don't have Zoe.
Yes.
To say that you have the ability to believe the way God believes, or what is acceptable, what the belief that is acceptable because it's intellectual belief.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That you can believe. But that's no good. Even though it's based in the Word, it's a human quality. And therefore it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's how dependent a man must come. He must be so broken. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Right.
What can they trust in? They know the law is true, but in them is no ability to do it.
Amen.
You think the Israelites were like that when they said to Moses, go up to the mountain and ask God?
Amen.
Tell God what he wants. Ask him what he wants, how he wants us to live, and we will do it. You think that broken and contrite spirit was in them? No. They believed they had ability. You think Abraham thought that he could not produce a son, the promised son? Abraham thought he could produce it. It is when God had to bring him to such a place he distrusted his ability to do it, then God gave him, amen, what he had to give him so that he could do it. Lest we come to this basic step, you say, I might be spending a lot of time on it, but I want you, amen, and believe here tonight that every man knows his heart and distrusts it.
Amen.
You can tell somebody, I love you and I give my life to you, but when that time comes, you might really believe what you said.
Yes.
When the time and condition and circumstance come, brother, that's another story.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's another story, brother.
Amen. Right, amen.
Man's belief is intellectual. And it produces emotions.
Amen.
That are temporary and not genuine.
Yes.
A man will love a woman today and marry her, and at that moment he loves her. You ask him, he loves her. You put him through a lie detector test, he loves her. And it creates emotion. You give him a year or two or three. Before, yeah, you would say, I really believe you love me.
My mind. Yeah.
That's the way we are with God.
Amen.
First, if you say you trust in him, he must be assured you trust in nothing else.
Amen.
And the one thing that opposes God above all things is you.
Amen.
That's why he says, you must die.
Amen.
Amen.
For him to live, you must die.
Amen.
In the Bible, dying means doing away with your thoughts, your ideas, amen, your reasoning, your affection.
Amen.
That's what dying means. Dying means laying aside all your ability. Amen. And saying, these ability is perversion of his ability. I don't want imitation. I want your real.
Amen.
I don't want that come from the knowledge of good and evil. That's from my birth. Without substance.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Amen.
God create faith without substance. You don't have to have the Holy Ghost for God to create faith and trust in you.
Amen.
You don't have to have the Holy Ghost for God to give you revelation.
Yes.
Peter was not born again and he got one of the greatest revelations.
Amen.
That any man could have is who is the Christ and he was not converted. After God is converted.
Amen.
So glory God that you have revelations in the message. You can get it and not be quick. quickened.
Amen.
Let us examine the heart just one more time. Closely. You see, if you don't see that within yourself there is no godly traits, there's only impersonation of godly traits, which we call morality.
Yes.
You don't even have to be a Christian. You could be a guru and live morally right.
Amen.
And they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They don't commit adultery. They don't even want a woman.
Yes.
Sadhus and these different people. In other words, you must come to the conclusion that your good is not the good that God wants.
Amen.
And that there is none good.
Amen.
Can you believe that?
Amen.
You really believe that? And that since there is no good in no man, then God is not expecting any good thing from you.
Amen.
Because when they expect a good thing from an unclean thing, it's breaking its own laws.
Amen.
Who can bring a clean thing from an unclean thing?
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Now you're going, you're agreeing. I hope you agree all the way.
Amen.
Amen. Do you expect any good thing from you? Why? There's none good. Why? Because the only thing that is good is God, and He is Zoe.
Amen.
And we don't have that. We are not born with it. We are alienated from the life of God. And if we are alienated from the life of God, amen, as long as Zoe is not there, amen, there's nothing good. But if Zoe is there, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
There's no good. If all man is born in sin.
Amen.
All man has the substance. I don't care if he's a cultured sinner. I don't care if he's a low class, silver, high class, middle class. Amen. I don't care if he's white, black, yellow, green. They have the same problem.
Amen.
Amen. Yet in the white community, you can get morally good living people. In the Indian community, you can have good morally living people. Amen. You say he's a good man. Watch what you're saying.
Amen.
There is none good.
Amen.
Jesus wouldn't gain the title. There is none good but God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
None good. He put away all the priests. He put away all the high priests. He put away everybody.
Amen.
Amen. When they turned it to him, he turned it out there and he made it equal to everybody. There is none good. Caiaphas is not good. Amen. No one is good.
Amen.
He's not expecting any good thing.
Thank you.
Now watch very carefully how you judge. Because if there's no good in me and I am condemned, and I am no good, I am condemned by inheritance. I inherited the substance of sin from a man. And I cannot change that substance.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm powerless to change it.
Yes, sir.
I didn't do anything for that substance to come to me. I inherited it.
That's right.
It was imputed to me.
Amen.
And I'm held accountable for it.
Amen.
That's right.
And so is every other man.
Amen.
So is every other man on the earth.
Amen.
Amen. They are sinners because the substance of sin is in them, and they also inherited it, and they did not get it by doing wrong.
Amen.
Amen. We did nothing wrong. Amen. To have the substance of sin.
Amen.
Amen. It came by one man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I became an enemy of God by not doing, by one man.
Amen.
I became unrighteous not by doing, but by one man.
Amen.
I became an enemy of God. I became unrighteous. I became condemned.
Amen.
By one man. How about a man next to you? Believe it's the same for him?
Amen.
Can you help yourself?
No, sir.
Can you change?
Yes, sir.
Can the man next to you help himself?
No, sir.
Can he change?
No, sir.
Let's say two believers are on the seat. I preach this. One of them, at that moment, they're getting tools. They see the secret. They see the little thing that they were missing, the ingredient, the part that was lacking. A way of thinking that they weren't thinking before. And the other man doesn't. Who causes one to see and one not to see? Can the one who sees turn to the other one and say, man, he's still the same? No matter what you preach, he's still the same. Would it be righteous judgment?
No.
Are you sure it's not righteous? Because it says, be careful how you judge.
Amen.
Because if you judge him in whatever measuring stick you use, if you use human ability, then amen, it means you trust in your human ability. You believe it.
Amen.
And you're holding him accountable to believe it because you believe he has the ability to believe. In other words, you're saying that there's good in man and he has the ability to do good. And then, because you judge it that way, because you see you believe it that way. But yet when I preach this by grace, and that there's no good thing in any man, you say amen. But you see the heart has not been affected.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. In other words, we are that kind of people. Amen. And out of the mouth can come good and out of the mouth can come bad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are aiming in one thing and we are holding a man accountable for another thing.
Amen.
So I ask you, are we hypocrites or not?
Amen.
If all are sinners, then all must be hypocrites.
Amen.
Amen. We were used to being hypocrites because until we came to Christ and understand that we were sinful, we always judged other.
Correct. Amen.
That we were righteous and they were not.
Amen.
We were better than them. And in God's estimation, there was none better.
Yes. 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 Amen.
We all sinners, we all lies, we all hypocrites, we all.
Amen.
Oh my. I don't want to hurt your feelings. But if you are feeling hurt, you like that man too much.
That's
right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And the right heart is never hurt.
Amen.
But the man of sin, amen, he's always hurt because he likes himself. He trusts himself. Amen. He makes it be good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Follow me if you don't mind, just for one moment. If there is none can help themselves, if they're all in that state, and God opens one man's eyes, but did not open the other man's eye, what is God doing? He's giving one grace, and he's withholding grace from one.
Amen.
What do you think a man who received the grace will do? He will
share his grace.
Yes, that's right. He'll share his grace. Grace for grace.
Amen.
And you know we always do that. Don't we? If we don't do it, then it must be some hypocrisy, right?
Amen.
But we don't see ourselves being hypocrites. We don't. How can we do it? All the ways in a man is right in his own eyes. All his ways are right in his own eyes. He is justified. Can we go to Proverbs chapter 30 just for a moment? Simple. It's very simple. Are their eyes and their eyelids, are lifted up. Do you know we are that people in this generation?
Amen.
We live in a generation where denominational world think they are righteous, but only in their own eyes. And God saying you are blind and wretched and miserable and naked and don't know it. They don't know they are wretched. They don't know they are guilty. They don't know they are blind. They don't know these things.
Amen.
And it's good to say they are those people out there. But what about us?
Yeah. Amen.
Because we are in the greatest danger. Yeah. They are not deceived, they are just blind. Yeah. We who are blind, or say we are blind.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have to judge ourselves as sinners. We don't have to watch our heart and our action. After all, we believe the prophet. Mm. And we believe the message. And we know what the message said, and we believe it. Therefore, believing the message changes your heart.
Amen.
The heart begins to change before baptism.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Before baptism, the heart begins to be changed. Yes, that's what the prophet says.
Amen.
He said, I will give you a new heart. Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart. He said, what is a new heart? He said, a new heart is a new way of thinking.
Amen. Yes.
Wonderful.
And the message in, listen to the word, impersonation of Christianity. Brother Brennan said, God had to give you a new heart. Not a patched up one, a new heart. That's your intellect, that's your thinking, that's a new way of thinking.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You used to think that when the gospel is preached and Christ is presented to you, that you believed it and you accepted it. Amen. But the new way of thinking is that there is nothing in you to really believe. You have to depend on the Holy Ghost to cause you to believe that it will not be an intellectual belief.
Amen.
Amen.
The new way of thinking is to believe that there is no good ability in yourself. Honey, this is what you do. Honey, this is what the prophet said. Honey, You see, this Christianity has become a bloodless religion.
Amen.
It's bloodless, it's spiritless. And it's all in reading, knowing, and being at our obeying. Where's the spirit? There's no spirit. He's in you already.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. You are trusting that you read it, you believe it, and you are trusting that God knows that you can live it. He knows you can live it. But God knows nothing like that.
Because
you trust in your ability to live it and to do it. And it's never from the heart. That reason not done in faith is sin. Your long hair can be sin. Your long dress can be sin. It might make everybody feel comfortable. Amen. But you're not here to please people. You're here for God.
Absolutely.
If the ministry in the end time does not wake up, we will preach all the little righteousness that is left.
Amen.
And by preaching all the true righteousness, man's pride will elevate himself. His knowledge of the message will replace humility.
Amen.
Dependency, because he will know it all.
Yeah.
To know all that the prophet says is wonderful. To live it from the heart is almost impossible.
Amen.
Who do you think is righteous in their own eyes? Let's look at it very carefully. We want to examine it and see if we be not hypocrites. See if we not, we might not be in danger of being this class of people. Let's examine. If God opens your heart so that you can distrust yourself, it makes you dependent on Him.
Amen.
You can say, I believe the message, brother. I believe what the prophet said, and therefore I believe it. And therefore I believe everything he says. I have a revelation of what he says.
Oh my.
Because the prophet said. I'll give you two examples. You give me a couple of them. Brother Brown said, all that God was, he poured into Christ.
Amen.
You can throw this out. All that Christ was, he poured into the bride. You can throw this out. Now God is here. Now Brother Brown said that. You read it, you believe it, you can't doubt it. And you have confidence and I believe it. And the human mind has its picture of how it is done and accomplished. It does not pray about it because it's settled.
Amen.
But this is Eastern teaching. This is Mariology. You see, end up in a woman, therefore she could be glorified. This is exactly what started off in the days of Nimrod.
Amen.
Everything ends up in a woman. You see, you're not seeing the Father, you're not seeing the Son. Remember, the Catholic Church has a woman, she's the intercessor.
Yeah.
She's the main one.
Yeah.
But it's not that at all. All that God was in spirit, unseen, He produced a seed.
Amen.
Word form, we call it.
Amen.
And everything that God is in the invisible, He's in this word form.
Amen.
And this word form is Jesus Christ. He is the seed, the original seed.
Right.
If you take this seed and you plant it under the earth, which is death, and it reproduces itself and brings forth 40-fold. And the same life that is in the seed is reproduced in the fruit.
Amen.
And that he can say, knowing that I am in the Father, the Spirit, and the Spirit is in me, I in you and you in me, the same life is reproduced.
Amen.
You're right in all right, huh? Brother Brown says, Son of God. Yet if you read John 9 and John 10, you hear Jesus asking the blind man, "Does thou believe in the Son of God?" You can say, "I believe every word the prophet said." Yes, that's intellectual belief, but when the Holy Ghost taught you to believe, it never taught you to believe wrong. He will always taught you to believe in the way He is thinking about it. Amen. You're believing in what is said. Amen. But the true belief is what the Spirit reveals to you, what it means. What God has in His mind, the intention.
Amen.
So much we believe the message.
Amen.
It just so happened that Son of God means three things. Son of God can be a relationship with the Spirit.
Yeah.
You're a son of God, you're born of the Spirit.
Amen.
Son of God can be a dispensation.
Yeah.
Seven church ages called a dispensation of Son of God.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Son of God can be a ministry.
Yeah.
The ministry of the Son of God.
Yeah.
A dispensation of the Son of God.
Yeah.
Amen. It can be a relationship of the Son of God.
Yeah.
Amen. So when the man said Jesus never called himself Son of God, notice what he meant to say. He said he did not call himself Son of God. He called himself Son of Man. He was trying to say, this is not a Son of God dispensation. This is a Son of Man.
Yes.
Son of Man is God in human flesh.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Say that you can believe everything He says because you don't have to pray about it. He said it, you believe it. But that's no life in there.
Yes.
That is dead in there. That is air in there. With all my Spirit. Confident that we hear the tape, we believe it, therefore we are believers.
Yes.
I wonder if we are not righteous in our own eyes.
Amen. Yes.
I wonder if we not believe in ourselves and trust in our own heart.
Yes.
Therefore you and other people are comfortable because they do the same thing, and why don't they trust? And why don't they see it that way?
Mm.
Can we be the one that is blind?
Yes.
Can we be the one that is deceived?
Amen.
Yes.
I'll give you one more. My brother says, the old soul dies. God gives you a new soul. Many places, Rabbi tells you that you'll get a new soul.
Mm.
The only problem about it, that new soul is a revelation.
Mm.
And how He's spoken is a revelation. It was deliberately spoken that way so that man can understand it from what He's saying. And we as preachers believe this. Those of us who work and don't have time, remember, your first work is these people.
Amen.
And they have jumped no higher than you.
Yes.
And if you don't have a prayer life, you will lead them in error.
Amen.
Even though you're quoting exactly what the prophet said.
Amen.
In this message, we have the place dependency of the Holy Spirit and the revelation of the Holy Spirit by comparing quotes and comparing them and then coming up with a reasonable, logical explanation
Amen.
Of what God said. That is no life in that, brother.
Amen.
No life in that. Amen. Because when you put all the quotes up with the new birth, the new seed, the seed, the nature, the gene, the new soul, amen, you can never convince anybody
amen.
Who does not want to be convinced.
Amen.
God's words and meanings are not your words and meanings. Say, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your
amen.
Thoughts. And anytime you believe that you can understand God's words, vocabulary, and thoughts by English vocabulary and from the hearing and the reading, something is wrong.
Yeah.
It only comes by Spirit.
Yeah.
The Spirit does not have to follow the word when a man is preaching, but it can come after you hear the word and you depend and say, Father, amen. I heard it, Lord. Can you quicken it to me?
Amen.
Can you make it real? Can you show me what the man is saying?
Amen.
We are satisfied to come and hear, receive and leave.
Yeah.
Come back again. Hear, receive and leave.
Yes.
And nothing is becoming flesh.
Amen.
Nothing is becoming life. We are satisfied, we did our obligation.
Yeah.
And then we ask ourselves, why are we not being sweetened?
Yeah. Amen.
Why is our life not sweetened?
Amen.
Why is my love for God not being more and more? And I know I need to love Him more. I know I need to love Him more. I know, amen, I'm not where I ought to be.
Yes,
loving Him.
Amen.
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 Glory
to God. Amen.
The word new. In the future, hope, Brother Brown said, and He will create a new heavens and a new earth.
Amen.
God's way of new is not another one.
Yeah. Amen.
It is new.
Yeah.
Like I have a shoe, and then I have a new shoe. Mm. I get a new shoe, but it means another shoe. But not God's. God said it is the same heaven and the same earth.
Amen.
He said, but what He does, He burns it up with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
With holy fire, and then He calls it a new heaven and a new earth. But it's the same heaven and the same earth that has been reconditioned or transformed by the Holy Ghost. And He calls it a new heaven and a new earth. It's the same soul, but amen, He burns it up with the Holy Ghost, and it becomes a new soul. Are not our words.
Yes.
Therefore we even need to depend on Him. After you heard the word, after the prophet preached, that's not the revelation of it.
Right.
Amen.
That's not the prophet didn't bring the revelation of it. The prophet came and rightly divided it. That's what a prophet does.
Amen.
He comes and reveals it and makes it known so that amen, the Spirit can take it and give it life.
Right.
Speaks to him directly.
Amen.
Amen.
Then that prophet preaches it. Then the fivefold ministry picks it up.
Amen.
Their gift picks it up, and then the Holy Spirit makes it real so they can break it down.
Amen.
Even after they break it down and preach it, the Holy Spirit has to take what they preach and still make it life in you.
Amen.
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 That's how dependent on the Holy Spirit we must be.
Amen.
You cannot do that if you trust in yourself.
Amen.
Watch very carefully. He that trusts in himself is called a fool.
Amen.
Because he believes that what he believes, he believes.
Amen.
Therefore, a fool does not like to be corrected.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's what Scripture says. Fool cannot take correction. That is why most ministry, you cannot correct the ministry.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
True. Amen.
Can I correct us? But I say, brother, we can use all the help we can get.
Amen.
All the help, all the prayer, all the suggestions, all the little pieces that your brother, have you looked at it this way?
Amen.
Nothing shouldn't offend anybody.
Amen.
We need it all.
Come
on. Amen. We'll ask the pastor to preach. I'm not saying that.
No, sir.
He had trusted his heart in a fool.
Amen.
What he's doing, he's trusting in his ability to understand and to do.
Yes.
Yes.
And if he's not trusting in God and depending on God, then he acts like there is no God. And a fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Yes.
That is what we do when we come and hear the message, and we go back home. We believe it. That man spoke the truth. That's the truth. And that's why it never takes life in you. You forget it 2 days, 3 days. A week after this will be nothing to you.
Right.
You go up the same old routine.
Right. Amen.
You go up the same old way of thinking.
Right.
Amen.
But it's them that know the value.
Amen.
And the dependency on the Holy Spirit knows it. It is not theirs until the Spirit gives it to them. The preacher can't give it to them. The hearing can't give it to them. The memorizing of it can't give it to them. Let the Holy Spirit! Let the Holy Spirit! believe, I hear, I know what he's saying.
Amen.
Do you? I'm spending so much time on this, you know why? Because if you get this wrong, everything else in your life, don't care how good the material is,
yes,
will never do you any good.
Amen.
Because there is an idol in your heart. Because if you trust just in a little of yourself, you kind of, God does not consider that trusting in Him.
Amen.
It must be Him and Him alone.
Amen.
He will not share His glory with no one.
Yes, sir.
Their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block
of their iniquity before their face? Should I be inquired of at all by them?
Yeah, so that means your heart can have an idol.
Mm.
Can you set up your heart? Can you have an idol in your heart? The Bible said you can.
Amen.
Amen.
You can set up an idol in your heart. We know who our idol is.
Yes.
Our idol is God's idol, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember, Jesus is the idol of God. He said every deity has an idol.
Amen.
Amen.
A place of approach. Something that represents the invisible.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
Amen.
A place that he will meet you.
Amen.
A place you can inquire.
Amen.
That idol is not the doctrines of Jesus Christ. It is the person.
Amen.
It is the person of Jesus Christ. That is where God must bring you first. He must bring you there first. And in bringing you there first, he's going to make sure if you come there, there's no other provided way for you.
Amen.
You're trusting in him.
Glory.
You will have hope and nothing else.
Yes.
Your expectation is from nowhere else.
Amen.
Therefore, you will stay upon the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Your trust will be. And if you get anything, it's because of your trusting in him.
Amen.
Amen. If you get revelation, because I trust in him, he sent the Spirit of truth to lead. He'll open my eyes upon him. He'll be my guide.
Amen.
He disguises himself like a Christian spirit.
Amen. Amen.
He disguised himself as a Christian spirit.
Amen.
Amen. He smiles at people and says, God bless you. Isn't he a good man? Don't let that good man lie on him.
Yeah.
Because then the Christian, amen, frame comes off and he says, you hypocrite.
Amen.
Lying on
him.
See, he disguises himself as a Christian.
Amen.
Disguise himself. He's, as long as everything is good, he is all right.
Yeah.
Don't lie on him.
Amen.
Don't talk about his children.
Mm.
Don't talk about his wife.
Amen.
Amen. Don't accuse him. Don't do him any wrong. Talk about him, do it nicely. Amen. Talk about his accomplishments.
Amen.
Talk about his Christian walk. Talk,
yes.
Oh my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Oh brother, he loves you.
Amen.
Amen. He loves you. He loves them that love him. But he hates those that hate him.
Amen.
That's why you protect him.
Amen.
You protect his image. Why do you lie on me, brother? Do you lie to watch your own house?
Yes, sir. Amen.
He is protecting the idol.
Yes.
Amen. You're protecting the idol. Don't think evil of the idol. Why did you speak evil? Why did you look at me such a good man? That's what you really say. Is I ever did anything to you? You say, you literally say, I am a good man. Why did you do it to a good man? I have stolen from you. This is a good man. He never steals. Why did you steal? Oh, brother, your words are telling you how much you love him, how much you want to protect him, how much you want other people to respect him and think highly of him.
Amen.
And then we come here and we, Brother Branham says, the voice of Malachi 4 says, you are nothing but some South African dust. Amen, brother, amen. There are people who are righteous in their own eyes.
Amen.
I
didn't
do it.
Amen.
A man who comes the right way, who knows he is nothing,
yes,
trusting only in the might of God. Don't care what anybody says.
Amen.
He knows he is no good.
Hallelujah.
He don't have to justify nothing.
Yes,
whether it's true or not, aside for a moment, that whether it is true or not, amen, he is going to justify it.
Amen.
And to justify it.
Yes, wonderful, amen.
Glory. This man is fool, is in much words.
Amen.
Probably talk to you about a whole message. He could probably talk to you about different subjects and verses and books and pages.
Mm.
Mm. Everybody wanna say, brother, you really know a lot. How about your life? Oh, I'm good. Give him a good kick and you'll see him.
Yes.
All of the pages disappear from his memory. You say, brother, well, that's violence. No, it's not violence. The violence is trying your spirit. That's the best way I want to try. Trying to tell you we are playing. I'm trying to tell you you're looking for something real, but we didn't start right.
Yes,
there's nothing wrong with the material.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with the hope in you.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with the desire to be loving. It is the problem is we start. You start wrong.
Yes.
You are never going to get there.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I am never going to get there.
That's right. Amen.
Christian attitude does not start with revelation of seventh seal.
Amen.
It does not start with the revelation, amen, of seventh thunder. It does not, with good work and the different phases and the body change and the laws of Einstein and this and that. It doesn't start there.
Amen.
It starts when a man sees the old, his own deceitful heart.
Amen.
And he begins to grow.
Yeah.
There's no hiding place.
Yeah.
There's want to have the right attitude, pray and focus.
Amen.
It's called the attitude.
Amen.
The attitude of a Christian is golden. Amen. Happy.
Amen.
Happy are them that are broken in spirit, poor in spirit, who trust not in themselves. There's no righteousness in them. There's no goodness in them. There's nothing in them. Happy. Can you get your to be happy? You're here tonight. You're happy. Yours is the kingdom of heaven, which is the gospel. Amen. Now the good news can have a place.
Amen.
To really rest.
Amen.
And to grow. To be appreciated.
Yes.
Because we trust not in that which has already been disproved.
Yes.
As vanity. As empty, as hopeless.
Amen.
If a man knows that, he knows a man sitting next to him is that same condition.
Amen.
And if a man has known it, has come to know it, and begin to take the cross, because the first thing in the brass label is to see yourself.
Amen.
And then it takes you to the altar, the cross.
Amen.
And you go to the cross, and you know at the cross, it is a substitution. He became me.
Amen.
Amen.
He became sin who knew no sin.
Amen.
Which means you begin to learn to think the way God thinks.
Amen.
You don't try to figure it out. You learn to think the way he thinks. He's teaching you to think the way he thinks.
That's right.
Amen. It's called a law of representation. It's called a law of imputation.
Amen.
By one man, you've got the substance of sin.
Amen.
By another man, you'll get the substance of Zoe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with you doing. It has nothing to do with you living. It has nothing to do with obeying laws. Amen. He's showing you that by one man you are lost.
Amen.
By faith, by asking God for faith to believe in the one man. Notice I'm being careful.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't want you to think that you could just believe.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Amen.
You get the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To bring you to that place.
That's right.
How many believe? How many believe and where is the evidence of it? Where is the reality of it?
Amen.
There must have been something because we all say we believe.
That's right.
Amen.
No. God opens the heart, as I said in Acts 16 yesterday. He opens Lydia's heart.
Amen.
And God opened her heart that she might believe.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 2, Brother Brandon, interpret this way. He says, by faith, by grace are you saved. Through faith.
Amen.
Not of yourself, lest any man should boast. It is a... Brother Brandon said, faith is a gift.
Amen.
Yes. The faith to be saved is a gift.
Amen.
Therefore, if you go studying for it, and you come to every service you want with the ability to catch everything and believe it, you're still wrong.
Amen.
You must come with the dependence of the Holy
Amen.
Spirit.
Yes.
Not he, the Spirit, will cause me to believe.
Amen.
He will cause me to understand.
Hallelujah.
He will cause my heart to rest.
Amen.
That is the dependence you must have. If not, the idol is here. And this idol will protect itself.
Yes, sir.
You see a man justify himself. A man goes to the pastor's office, another man, and he said, "But this, I have 3 witnesses that said you did it." He's looking for justice.
Yes.
He's looking for justice. He forgot where he came from.
Yes.
Amen. God will prove what you did.
Yes.
Amen.
But because the man's nature, he knows your nature is what's your problem, and you can't change it. He gives you grace.
Amen. Yes.
But you want it for your office to prove it. Because you want your power of flesh. You want to judge by justice. And you want God to judge you by grace and mercy. Let me put it to you another way. You are an abomination. Because you're using unbalanced scales.
Yeah.
The Bible said, he that uses diverse weights
yes.
is an abomination unto the Lord.
Amen.
He says, he that judge, let him judge justly.
Yes.
Let him love mercy and justice.
Amen.
Justice means, righteousness.
Amen.
If God justly forgive me, I must use the same scale on that man.
Amen.
I cannot use the scale for me with a different weight and then use another scale for my brother on another.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's evil. It's an abomination.
Yes, sir.
Oh my, I wonder if we can be guilty of abomination.
Amen.
I wonder that we have used one scale for us.
Yes.
Mercy and justice. Forgive me, Lord. I'm wrong. I'm wrong, Lord. Even when you didn't want to admit you're wrong, you long suffered in Jesus.
Right.
But with the other man, you will not. Mm. What kind of scale is that? What kind of balance is that?
Right. Amen.
What kind of justice is that?
Amen.
He calls it an abomination. I have the scriptures here for a moment, but I'm running out of time quickly. Quickly. Let me put a couple pieces doctrinally on it. This man is being built upon sand. This man is being built on a Broadway. This man who trusts not in himself, trusts only in Christ, so he's trusting on the rock.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he now knows he is lost and hopeless and helpless. There's no human quality that he admires in himself. There's no, even the good in him is evil.
Amen.
Even his righteousness is as rags.
Amen.
We come to know that without the substance and without the Spirit of God, nothing he does can be acceptable.
Yes,
therefore, his idea of holiness is not what he does, but his idea of holiness is who represents him.
Amen.
I am holy because he,
hallelujah,
he represents my goodness.
Amen.
I am good because he is my goodness.
Amen.
Anything that I am is because of him.
Amen.
If you want to see any good, look at him, because he is me.
Amen. Glory.
You say, how can that be?
Glory.
Amen. If you want to see sin, don't look at me. Look at Adam, because Adam is the sin that is in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It is Adam's sin in me. If you want to see sin, look at Adam. If you want to see my righteousness, look at Jesus.
Glory.
Imputation and representation. It means one man sinned, I have. Now this sin is from this man.
Right.
I inherited it.
Amen.
Therefore, righteousness is by one man.
Amen.
Amen.
My righteousness is one man.
Amen.
He became sin that knew no sin. That's how God thinks. You must learn to think, because now he's teaching you what to believe.
Amen.
Amen. How he thinks that you might believe. Say, Lord, amen. This is the way you believe. Cause my heart to rest in the way you think, in the way you believe.
Amen.
This is God's way. He became sin. He didn't have to do anything to become sin.
Amen.
That I might become the righteousness of God without doing any good thing.
Amen.
I want you to understand this. The next couple of minutes, just give me a couple of minutes. Let me show you where your attitude comes from. Look how it changed in a man's attitude that he can live with devils.
Right.
I know many of us say, brother, you don't know that man. You don't know what he does. You don't know what he lives. You don't know how he preaches. You don't know what he stands for. You don't. Listen, that man is an enemy. That man is this. Listen, the Bible says this. When a man weak, pleases the Lord. He causes his enemy to be at peace.
Amen.
Therefore, if you have an enemy that is still warring with you and his conflict and his problems, amen, if he's not at peace with you, don't concentrate on him. Yes. Concentrate in your ways, but he always
Amen.
Is that right? Eve was tied to Adam's body. But God was not tied to the body. God was tied to Adam's soul.
Amen.
That's very careful. So when God brought forth Jesus Christ, this is what he did. He did not bring Jesus' blood from the earth.
Amen.
He produced his own blood.
Amen.
His own DNA. His own spoken word.
Amen.
That's why Jesus could carry his father's name, but Adam couldn't carry his father's name, even though he was a son of God, because his blood come from the earth. His name was Adam.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus' blood come from God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Watch carefully now. Not only was his blood of God, amen, the blood picked up feed on the minerals that passes through the blood.
Yes.
And developed a body.
Amen.
So now Jesus is God's body.
Amen.
You can't separate a man from his body. That's his body. That's his DNA. That's God's DNA.
Amen.
A body.
Yes.
Then he made the woman to be tied and identified in that body.
Amen.
Because the bride's body come from his body.
Amen.
Even though you don't have it, amen, it is imputed that is your body.
Amen.
So Jesus is my body.
Amen.
And Jesus is God's body.
Amen.
So God made Jesus' body become the meeting place.
Amen.
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 And righteousness means that God might pay a penalty, amen, for you and I. The blood of speech.
Amen.
He tied himself to Jesus' body, and he tied you to Jesus' body. And he said, when Jesus' body died, you died.
Amen.
But did you die?
No.
No.
And when Jesus died, God died, but can the Spirit ever die?
Wow. Hallelujah.
But whatever happened to the body happened to me.
Yes.
If it was beaten, I was beaten.
Right.
If it was spanked, I was spanked for it.
Right.
If it paid for my sin, it paid for sin, I paid for sin.
Yes.
God is saying, whatever you do to that body, you did to me.
Amen.
You spat on God.
Amen.
They humiliated God. They shamed him. Because whatever you did to the body, you did to God. And whatever you did to the body, you did to the bride.
Amen.
He became sin. That I might become the righteousness. Understand what those words mean though. See, if you don't understand those words, and if your heart is not warmed by those words, the Spirit hasn't done any work in it.
Amen.
You must understand it, you must feel it.
Amen.
It must be not something you know, but something you experience.
Amen.
It's the righteousness of God, it's not something you know and believe, it's something you must experience.
Amen.
Justification is something that you know, justification is something you experience.
Amen. Amen.
I'm experiencing God.
Amen.
If we experience knowing what sin is, and the guilt of sin, and the shame of sin,
amen,
then and the power of sin, then surely justification, amen, must make me feel what it is to be clean, and guilt-free, amen, and having no faults. Amen, I must be able to experience that in him I have no faults. Experience what it means to be justified.
Yeah.
What does it mean? It means justification and righteousness are very similar in word and meaning. They're almost inseparable. If you don't understand it properly, you'll be bound.
Amen.
Yes. Your mind will be bound.
Right.
You will feel still shame and guilt.
Amen.
You will still feel the burdens of unrighteousness.
Amen.
Not righteousness.
Right.
It means this. Righteousness has nothing to do with holiness.
What's up?
Has nothing to do with holiness. How many believe when they believe in Christ they were saved? How many believe that when God opened their heart and trust in Christ, that they would be, that they were saved? Oh, I know your message, you're almost afraid to answer that. You see, you're not saved until you receive the Holy Ghost. They are here to tell you that Brother Branham, in his early teaching, taught you how to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You have the quotes. How to believe.
Amen.
Here's how it works. He is the high priest of your confession.
Yes.
He can do nothing for you unless you believe it and confess it.
Amen.
He who opened your heart to believe also wants you to confess what you say you believe.
Amen.
That he has done for you.
Yes.
That he might turn around and perform what he put in your heart to believe.
Amen.
That he will do.
Amen.
That he can be all in all. Nothing for you to glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing for you and I to glory. Nothing to boast in.
Amen.
This is how it works, friends. He will not do anything unless you believe it and confess it.
Amen.
That is why you cannot receive the Holy Ghost unless you believe that God has given you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You cannot be saved unless God opened your heart to believe that you are already saved.
Amen.
That's why when you accept him as Lord, because you are renouncing your lordship.
Yes.
You left this body. You said, it's what I think, what I feel, what I want. You're renouncing your lordship. The idol is destroyed.
Amen.
No longer I. Amen. And you're accepting him as Lord.
Amen.
Then from Lord, which means you have surrendered you to him.
Amen.
Then you accept him as Savior.
Amen.
Now if you accept him as your Savior, how could you ever testify your loss?
Amen.
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 How can you ever say you are lost? If he opened your heart, if he showed you, if he accepted him, he is your Savior.
Yes.
If I have a Savior, how can I ever be lost?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am saved before I became in a way to live right.
Amen.
I was saved before I ever had 1 ounce of holiness.
Amen.
I was guilt free.
Amen.
And charges dropped.
Amen.
And the more angel things dropped from me.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's true.
Amen. Amen. I might frighten some people in the ground.
Hallelujah.
It might frighten them. But it is the truth.
Amen.
When God saved you, he saved you while you were yet a sinner. Christ died for you. The Bible said it.
Amen.
And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, right then and there, you believe you were saved. God saved you. You were saved in what he did. You believe that. He has already saved you. So therefore, he has already saved you while you were in a condition of sins. And you are no longer in a condition of sin because sin means unbelief.
Amen.
And now you believe.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sin is unbelief. He that believes not in the Son of God is already condemned.
Amen.
Amen. He that believes not in the Son is already condemned. But if you believe in him, only in him.
Amen.
Oh God, faith make it open. Hope make it not ashamed.
Amen.
Amen.
He must bring it to pass because your confidence is in him. The open your heart, his confidence is in him.
Amen.
Amen. Which one is more important? The baptism of the Holy Ghost or faith in Christ? Be careful how you answer. Meditate. Which one is more important? Baptism of the Holy Ghost or faith in Christ? Faith in Christ.
Amen.
Is the highest and greatest of all works.
Amen.
From this all other works become acceptable. Without this, no works is acceptable.
Amen.
Faith in Christ is first. It's when God sees that your faith and trust is only in Christ. Amen. Amen. God sees that faith in Christ and He confirms it. He confirms your faith with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Your faith is first. The baptism is a confirmation of your faith.
Wonderful.
You're a cart before a horse. You're not going anywhere.
Amen.
You must know what is the highest.
Amen.
Look. The highest work is faith, and it's not done by you doing it. It is a work in the heart that God performs.
Amen.
Cause you to believe by dissolving doubt in yourself.
Amen.
Causing doubt in yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Therefore, before you ever know anything about holiness, you were saved.
Amen.
Amen. Before you ever change any habit, you were guilt free.
Amen.
You see, what did that for you? Money did it.
No,
sir. Simon offered the wrong kind of money. God's money is faith.
Amen.
It's very clear. And faith is the key.
Yes. Amen.
To the door.
Amen.
But there is a key to the key to the door.
Amen.
And the key to the door is faith, but the key to faith is humility.
Amen.
There's a key to the key to the door. Therefore you say, Lord, I'm coming humble now. Right there it shows that you have a problem.
Amen.
Humility is not a human practice. Humility is something the Spirit has opened up the heart to see that therefore it can doubt.
Amen.
There is no confidence in itself.
Amen.
Right? It comes with no strength. It comes with no ability. It comes with no value of itself. It knows there is nothing good. Therefore, it humbly comes before God and petitions. Lord, help me, for I am in need. Help me that I might believe, that I might be saved. Help me, O Lord, for I am poor in spirit. I am lonely. I am not a worm. Isn't that the way He spoke in the Psalms?
Amen.
Isn't that the way Jesus speaks?
Amen.
The key to the key to the door. Humility. Humility. You humble yourself because there's nothing in you to exalt.
Amen.
Who are you humbling to? Him.
Amen.
You're humbling to Him. You're humbling to God.
Amen.
Say, Father, if you don't start something in me, it will never start.
Amen.
But we don't do that. We say, Lord, I know what you want. I promise from the day I've changed my new life. Right then and there, he started laughing, see, brother.
Amen.
So this is how it works. Faith is produced in you because you humbled yourself.
Amen.
Because there was nothing in you to find.
Amen.
And you're asking Him to produce in you the thing that you have need of, that you might enter into Christ.
Hallelujah.
And in Christ is the treasures of God.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. Faith is the money that buys the blessings.
Amen.
Faith is God's money.
Amen.
Faith is money. Faith is what you can exchange. You can give God faith and He'll give you what you want.
Amen.
This is the transaction.
Amen.
Faith is what you need.
Amen.
See, well, where do I get faith? I have to go to the bank.
Yes.
I must, you know, you have money because you have ability and you have gifts. Listen to me, because you have ability and you have gifts, then you use your ability and your gifts, and then you earn money from an employer. This is the way you do it with God. You say, Father, I have no ability. I have no gift. I'm just poor. I'm orphan. Can't even provide for myself.
Amen.
And then He gives you money,
amen,
which is faith. And if your son goes to Christ and make sure the windows of heaven complications.
Amen.
Amen. This is the simplicity.
Amen.
If you can come this way, you can handle people with problems. You can handle the errors. You can handle the arrogance. You can handle their faults. You can handle their shame. You can handle their sin because you were there and you couldn't help yourself. And He accepted you. You can accept Him. You can handle them.
Amen.
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 Changes your attitude, brother.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. your attitude to the man out there that's cursing you, speaking evil to you, because that I was that man and not for the grace of God. I was that man. Those women that are dressing so immorally and living so immorally, and it seems to be pleasurable, you can say that is my mother, if not for the grace of God. That's my sister, if not for the grace of God. And some of you, your mothers and sisters are in that condition, but you will talk about somebody else.
Yes, sir.
This breaks a man's spirit.
Amen.
He dare not lift up his eyes to criticize anyone. And if he speaks afar off from his own experience. He can feel with that man he was there.
Amen.
Your attitude begins to change towards every man.
Amen.
Amen.
It causes, amen, that experience of knowing your heart causes you to feel for the other man.
Correct. Amen.
It doesn't make you have him accountable for living right.
Amen.
Or believing the way he believes.
Yes.
Or, and because only God can do it.
Amen.
He said, well, Tony, that is excusing sin. You've got to call sin what sin is. Yeah, true. You've been calling it for so many years, but you missed the thing. You need to get him to sin. To sin. Get him to see what you saw. Sin. The substance sin. That can break his spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Cause him to see him not himself better than anyone else. Cause him not to trust. When you trust in yourself, you argue.
Amen.
When you trust in yourself, that's why a fool is has many words.
Amen.
He can argue. He's stubborn.
Yes.
He's rebellious.
Yes.
And the first place you see that is in the ministry.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Argue. He must be stubborn. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. That doesn't scare me.
Right.
I'm going to heaven and hell based upon my doctrine. No, I'm not. I'm going based upon a work he did. Doctrine is just to help me to understand his ways.
Amen.
To please him, to live for him, to show his grace to others.
Amen.
His love, his mercy to others.
Yes,
salvation is in what he has done for me already.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
You said, Brother Tony, Brother Tony said, he broke one word. You think we would get away many less. Isn't that what he said?
Amen.
The gospel was preached to blind and to open eyes.
Amen.
It was preached to blind and to open eyes. Did you also hear that the covenant of Eve was not for the bride? The covenant that was given for Adam was not a covenant given for the bride. The bride is under the Abrahamic covenant.
Amen.
She don't have to keep nothing. He keeps. My God! My God! My God! I have given you the
life!
Class of people.
Hallelujah.
We're talking to the wrong class of people.
Yes.
Amen. The Eve and every word is to shake the hearts of them.
Amen.
But bride, their heart is not shaken. Their heart is established.
Amen.
In the covenant of grace. You must understand, he did not speak to one class of people.
Yes.
He spoke to bride, that's one class. He spoke to foolish virgin, that's another class. He spoke to the nominal church, that's another class. He spoke to sinners, that's another class.
Yes.
He was a universal messenger.
Amen. Amen.
That spoke on different grounds, on different boundaries, to different classes.
Amen.
Because he's a mouthpiece of God to the generation.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Adam's covenant is not our covenant.
Yes.
No.
That's right.
Amen. I say this and I say for each one of us. And I know for myself and my heart.
Oh, wonderful.
We did not know all of these things even though we should have known them.
Amen.
And even the ministry, many a times, we don't see the value of it. Because either we forgot. There's nothing wrong with forgot. Many times God had to tell the Therese, remember, remember, remember.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Amen.
But we must understand that we have taken a course, and it doesn't seem that our people are sweetening. It doesn't seem that we are able to forgive or to love or to live amongst each other even though we have problems. Christian living is not seemingly to be victorious.
Amen.
Should we not take inventory?
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Proverbs 68. I have some notes here, and I thought, Lord willing, if I just give it to you, you can look it up yourselves. Did I tell you Psalm Isaiah 58? Let's first go to Isaiah 58 if you don't mind. I'm going to show you a parable that Jesus picked. The rich young ruler, the parable. The parable of the Pharisee and the publican is found in here, Isaiah 58. Starting with the first verse. Keep in mind the Pharisee. Okay? Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily. Remember, this man was in the temple. Yeah. And delight to know my ways, as a nation of their righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Therefore have we fasted, say, now listen very carefully. He's asking, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore we have afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. In other words, they're asking him, Lord, we live such a good life. We keep the message, we live the message. Why is it that you act like you have not heard us? Why is that your face is not, your countenance is not upon us? Isn't that what the Pharisee might have been even saying with himself? Take notice. He goes on to say this. Therefore we have fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore we have afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, we find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, he's talking to them now. Behold, ye fast for strife. To fast means to abstain. You abstain from things of the world to glorify God. He said to strive. Now it says, where there is pride, there is contention.
Amen. Amen.
So the fasting, the life that they were living, the things they were keeping away from, and living according to the world, was pride. That's why they can criticize one another. That's why they can find fault with one another. That's why they can, they can talk boldly, because they know they're living right. You see, they have confidence to humiliate, to shame. That never helped anybody. Behold, ye fast for strife and ye beat, and to smite with the fists of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice be heard on high, to be noticed. For importance, we live, we keep the message, we do the things it does for the wrong reasons. You see, but when a man comes here broken, you don't have to impress God a bit, because he already knows that God knows.
Amen.
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 You don't have to impress God a bit. He's not going to impress you, because he knows you ain't nothing either. That's why they that compare themselves one to another is a fool.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Because you want the admiration of man, and men are what? Born in sin with the same substance.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
If you have the right foundation,
Amen.
It changes your attitude.
Amen.
It makes him realize that if God didn't open anybody's eyes, and he opened your eyes, it means that God taught your heart to fear.
Amen.
Taught your heart how to distrust in you.
Yes.
For your own benefit, that you might trust only in him.
Amen.
That he is the one that can prepare the heart. He is the one who can plant in the heart.
Amen.
He's the one who can keep the heart.
Amen.
And when you have such trust in somebody who's able to do exceedingly abundantly, then you don't have to be afraid.
Amen.
If there's anything you need, you know where to go.
Hallelujah!
I'm ashamed to go to him.
Amen.
I say, Lord, I have a double tongue, I have a forked tongue, I have a lying spirit, I have a desire. I'm not ashamed, because every man have it.
Amen.
Lord, you can take it from the heart. You'll be a fool to expect good thing from an unclean thing.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, it makes our heart begin to be thankful. I'm thankful for him. I'm thankful that he's mindful of me. I'm thankful he's shown me his way. He has taught me in his way. He's teaching me. Oh, brother, it means that he called me to be his son. He's tutoring me. Oh, brother, don't worry what I don't mean. I'm thankful that he's mindful of me. God, I am. His glory. Your heart with those thoughts.
Right.
It begins to become warm.
Amen.
And you begin to hear him say, son, I have dropped all your charges.
Yeah.
I have dropped them. You don't have to stop doing anything.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything that you have done, amen, I have forgiven it. Amen. And whatever you do in the future, don't be afraid. If you didn't know how God was thinking.
Bye-bye.
The law brought out all the right living that a man should live, but it never touched his heart.
Yeah.
And the man who's living wrong, he is burdened with his sin. And he can't help himself, so he said, Lord, be merciful. That word merciful in the Greek does not mean have pity or just cover me or help me. It doesn't mean that. It means, Lord, provide for me a mercy seat.
Amen.
I pay for it, Lord. Amen. I can't do it.
Amen.
He's looking for propitiation. He's looking for atonement. He's looking for something that comes from him. He's looking for it from God.
Glory. Amen.
Which church would you want to go to? That's the way. You see, we are burdened as ministers. I'm just being honest. I'm not saying it happened here. It might not be here. But where I come from, for myself personally, as a young pastor, 11 years is nothing to be pastoring compared to these brothers. It's a burden. I have to worry about what Brother Jerry will say when he finds out that people in my church did this. And they did that. And what did Brother Tony say? He said, where grace abounds, where sin abounds, grace even so much more. Huh? Mm-hmm. And he said, but that can only happen for a measure. Paul said, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. I can give you grace today. And when you provoke me and I see things going wrong, you take it back tomorrow. The pressure can give it today and take it back tomorrow. Yes. He can live under the Galatian anointing.
Yes.
I give it today. I preach grace. Wonderful series. And when I see things popping up, because I don't really believe in it, I take it back. So I get you to step back in line.
Yes.
You didn't change a bit.
Amen.
I just put the bad dog on you. You went back in the cage. We can do that. You see, we have the ability here to give it and to take it when we want.
Amen.
But Paul never took it back.
Amen.
Paul gave it.
Amen.
And he bore the reproach from the apostles that he was too loose. Too much grace. Too much grace. Write some letters to them and tell them, abstain from this, and abstain from that, and abstain from this. The letter of Acts 15 was a letter that was forced on the church because of the elders that understood not the gospel at all. Things are written in the Bible in permissive will, even red letters. Even in Jesus' words, they are permissive will. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's permissive. Even though Jesus spoke it as a red letter. Because the right way to receive healing is by believing by the spoken word.
Amen.
Even the letter of Acts 15 is permissive. They only permitted it because to help the conscience of the leaders in Acts 15. What am I saying? Am I promoting back living? Does a man want to promote? No. I want... You have promoted right living. Where did it get us?
Amen.
I say right living is necessary, but it must be produced by God and faith.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
It must be produced by God. I can give it and I can take it. But no. It is because we are under pressure. We are under professional pressure. Just like children have peer pressure in school, we have professional pressure. I care so much what Mother Louie thinks of me and my ministry and my church. And I keep my church clean because I look good. And of course I want to be invited to preach with all the brothers, but if I take the doctrine that is by grace and grace alone, like Paul, I'm afraid I will have no real friends from the first group that walk with Jesus.
Amen.
I would be considered an oddball, loose. I would be considered having the people live in any condition they want. But I say to you, that in the church, when it's presented right, The ones that accept it, the ones that live it, the ones that believe it, is the elect.
Amen.
But in my church, not everybody is elect, so why should I expect it from everyone? Why am I disappointed? You see, we preach as preachers to our people, and we believe in election, and even in the church, they are three kind of believers, but we expect even the ones we know are not believers, or we don't know, it doesn't matter, but we want every one of them to live the same way.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Yet we say they're three kind of believers, and therefore, right in your church, you're saying, even though I know they are made believers, boy, they sure live like believers, and I'm happy.
Yes.
Right.
Isn't that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Just take back this tape and listen back to it. I might not understand what I'm saying myself, but listen. This much I do know. Is that in the gospel is the power of God for total deliverance.
Amen.
Amen.
The gospel is not the law.
Yes.
And the law is not the gospel.
Amen.
There is no grace in law, and there's no law in grace. There is no law, there is no gospel in the law, there is no law in the gospel. They are two different things. One is Moses and one is Christ.
Amen.
You can't mix it.
Amen.
Therefore, I cannot give it and I cannot take it back. I mean, if I give it, I cannot take it back. It's a professional peer pressure that places upon us.
Amen.
Because we care so much of what each other think, and that I might not have open doors, and that people might speak evil of my ministry, and it might go all over the world.
Right.
It forces me to conform to the elders, or the most first generation view of how it should be done.
Right.
Paul was a second generation. He did not grow up in the generation of Jesus. He was after.
Yes.
And his views were radical, even though it was the same gospel. How do I produce holy, righteous living? First, I must get the people to believe that they are already holy.
Amen.
Christ sanctified you already.
Amen.
He sanctified you already in his work to make you acceptable to him.
Yes.
But your sanctification now is not for him to go to heaven. Your sanctification now is that he might be glorified in you.
Amen.
That you might become a vessel worthy to be used.
Amen.
For his honor and his glory.
Amen.
I am changing my problem, my faults, my guilt, my shame, everything that I had, all the things that I know I'm doing wrong, that are bounding me. But all those things, they cannot capture my soul and make me fear. Because he has already forgiven me of them.
Amen.
On Calvary. He already forgiven me. You see what they here? That's right. I believe he has already done it.
Glory.
Therefore, because I believe in the Holy Spirit, come and continue to do it for me here.
Amen.
Faith first.
Amen.
This after. Am I afraid because I have faults? Because I'm not completely sanctified along the way? No, I'm under the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
I have the right standing with righteousness means.
Amen.
Righteousness means I have the right standing with God.
Amen.
Even with all my faults. God said, I plead
for
you, son. Because you are trusting in me.
Amen.
Holiness is a continuous work that continues even after adoption.
Amen.
Because holiness doesn't only do with the problems of the flesh. Holiness do with the mind. So even in the millennium, your mind will continue to be sanctified on thoughts that are not even right. You believe that?
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
It's a change of thinking continuously. Until after the millennium, where we live in a continuous presence. I'll close it here. Isaiah 58's problem is this. He's finding fault with them. Let's read 6 verse down. Is it not this path that I have chosen to loose the bands of the wickedness? To undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go, and that he break every yoke. Is it not a deal thy bread to the hungry, and that bring the poor that cast out of thy house, when thou seest the naked, thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh, talking about your attitude towards the sinner, towards the other man, your neighbor. Then shall thy light break forth. If you want in this message, this blessing, for the light shall break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rewarder. Then shall thou call, and he shall say, Here I am.
Amen.
He said, If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and the speaking of vanity. You know, you put your foot, your finger, you're saying, you're judging, you're criticizing. Who am I? Who set me up to be Lord? Who put me on Moses? None. I close it with this. If you really see yourself, you'll see all other men.
Amen.
And when they do you wrong, you'll say, if it's not for the grace of God, I would have been doing that.
Amen.
You can long suffer because God long suffered when you did wrong to him.
Amen.
If you really see yourself, if you really come to meet him. But sometimes we can forget. Even great men can forget.
Amen.
One time, David forgot.
Amen.
Watch very carefully. One time David forgot, blessed is the man that God will not impute sin. And Nathan came to him and told him a story about a man who had many sheep, one man that had one. When David heard the case, David said, that man shall surely die. And Nathan said, that man is you, David. If you ever get an experience like that, you'll never forget. Here was another David in this day. His name was William Randi. God had done great things for him just by grace. God chose him by grace. He had chosen you, but he chose him. God made him up that way. God wanted to use him. One day he was in a place drinking a cup of coffee and he saw a woman among two policemen.
That's
very good. And he said in his righteousness and his self-righteousness, Lord, why don't you wipe the hood? And you would think from a prophet, oh my, boy, isn't that wonderful? You can pat yourself on the back. God said, come here. Come out here, I want to show you something.
Amen.
God showed him himself.
Amen.
All the things that he has done. And then he saw a hand came in blood and marked, pardoned.
Amen.
Hear what the angel of the Lord told him. He said, now I forgive you, but you are criticizing me. See where criticism and the fault finding come from? Because you forget who you were.
Amen.
You forgot where you come from. You forgot where he found you.
Amen.
But when you remember the prophet, he was able to go back with the right spirit.
Amen.
He was able to go back and lead that woman to the Lord. Pray with her. Talk with her. I think we need to remember. If we have never been there, we need to remember. I pray that the Holy Spirit will set something to bless your hearts.
Amen.
Scripturally, doctrinally, I have so much areas that I have written down here that we might want to look at, but it seems like I cannot leave this really basic, fundamental area. And I believe it's important. I believe the reason you can't live among each other, you think too much of yourself. The reason you cannot live in unity is because you think too much of yourself. The reason is because we have never been broken. God help us to be God. Every heart bowed, every eye is closed tonight. Father, I'm not led in this way many a times. But oh Lord, we desire to be right with thee. We desire not to be a people righteous in our wrongs. We desire, Father, for a humble spirit. Can human heart produce a humble spirit? I believe it will take your Holy Spirit
Glory.
To humble our hearts. a broken and a contrite spirit, Father. That is what you love. I pray, O Lord, tonight, that your Holy Spirit will speak to every heart. We are all guilty, Father. My hands are in the air. I pray, Lord, that you look at those hands that are lifted. I pray that you be mindful of our hearts. How we have magnified it. How we have set ourselves up above this one and that one. And we are their judge. And even though they are wrong, Father, we were wrong and you give us mercy. We desire not justice, but we desire, Father, grace. We desire mercy, Father. How much more for them? I pray tonight, Lord, that the human heart tonight will, Lord, see the image of itself. That you will cause us to see ourselves tonight, Father. You will cause us to be built upon the foundation of faith in Christ Jesus. And in him only is my goodness. In him is my boast. In him is my righteousness tonight. I pray for the sinners tonight here, Lord, who might have been in the message for many, many years. I never see themselves as a sinner. But oh Lord, I pray tonight that you will speak to their heart tonight. And Lord, you will draw it close to yourself. That you will break the human heart this morning, this evening, Father, and cause them, oh God, to look to thee for mercy. Look to thee for grace. Look to thee for thy Holy Spirit. Oh God, that will open their hearts to believe. I pray, Lord, if I would say anything wrong to offend, I pray that you bless them and the people that are hard to forgive. Let them realize tonight, Father, that we are here to just be a blessing. We are not here to hurt. We are not here to identify ministries that are good and bad. We are not here, amen, to side with anyone. We are here to side with Jesus Christ. Taking sides with him tonight, Father. And I pray, O Lord, for the meetings to come, that you'll climax upon our high notes. You say, Lord, you always save the best for last. And I pray, O God, that you'll anoint us in such a way, Father, that when we come back, Father, that we will come with such an expectation that you will move in such a way, Lord, that that which we long to see, we will see. That which we long to experience, we'll experience. And the power and the ability to go forth and live righteously and to live lovingly and sweetly will be in our midst, in our grasp, in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Commit it all in your great hands tonight, Father.
Thank you.
For we ask it in Jesus' name.